Insider with the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and KMAN and sports director John Kurtz.
It's hour two of Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner with you as Wyatt Thompson heads to Ames, Iowa with the K-State men. They'll take on the Cyclones in Hilton Coliseum tomorrow at 8 o'clock. In hour two here of Wildcat Insider, we will get into what K-State accomplished last week with the wins over Oklahoma State and West Virginia, plus a 525. Where are the Cats now in bracketology? They did get a bump and a decided one at that after their win over West Virginia on Saturday. Plus, Bruce Weber with, I thought, a very good quote about just how difficult the Big 12 is shaping up to be. At 540, Kaylee Page from the K-State women. You'll hear from her. Mitch Fortner had a chance to talk with her earlier today. We'll look at what's coming up in the Big 12 this week. As always, we can field your phone calls if you have questions or comments. 537-1350, 866-776-1350, toll-free, or the game KMAN on Twitter if you have questions or comments as well. Well, it was a monster week for this team last week. There's no doubt about that in getting the road win at Oklahoma State and then coming back and beating West Virginia at home. And I think in a lot of ways that makes up for, if you want to call it that, what happened last week with – or 2 weeks ago, that is, with the loss to Texas Tech and then compounding that with a tough one against Baylor at home. I mean, this team had been in so many close games, so many situations similar to what we saw against West Virginia. And, you know, if you want to – and Oklahoma State, I should say, for that matter, if you want to just take out everything else that affected the way both of those games played out, you had really similar situations – at the end of those games to what K-State saw against Maryland, to what K-State saw against Kansas, to what K-State saw against Texas Tech, which are really the three close losses that stand out this year, and that is, all right, you're in a 3 or 4 point game with under 4 minutes to go. How is this going to work out? And in particular, if you remove the Kansas game, I mean, Texas Tech and Maryland right in line with Oklahoma State and West Virginia, and that you have a 3 or 4 point lead with under 3 minutes to go. And the basketball, how are you going to find a way to, I mean, I think in some people's minds you were going through, how are you going to find a way to lose this game again? But instead, K-State overcame that twice in a row. And I don't think the value of that can really be understated. The two big things that come from that are, one, the obvious one, and we'll look at that a little bit more in the next segment, just what it does to your tournament resume, what it does to your tournament hopes and just your profile as far as the committee is concerned. But the bigger thing to me that I want to really get into here is just the mere fact that this team just needed it confidence-wise. And I think you could even see some of it carry over from the Oklahoma State game to the West Virginia game, just the team having some confidence that they could actually be the team that makes some plays down the stretch to win that game against West Virginia. I'm not saying West Virginia wouldn't have happened without Oklahoma State, but I do think it had some effect and definitely made a difference there for the Wildcats after they had seen it work out in Stillwater, Oklahoma, just earlier in the week, that they needed that confidence boost. And it's especially important because look ahead at what's coming up this week. You know, you got a road trip at Iowa State, which is going to be one of those toss-up games that if you want to finish 4th, 5th in the Big 12, really ensure that you're not just going to squeak into the tournament but feel good about where you're at in heading to the NCAA tournament. That is a game that you could win, and you need to win. You know, I don't think it's a must-win game by any stretch or by any means for K-State in Ames, Iowa. A long way towards making sure you're comfortably in the tournament instead of really sweating it out and being a bubble team the rest of the way. Well, now you've got that Oklahoma State game to draw back on and the momentum of back-to-back Big 12 wins, which it had been a long time since Kansas State had done that. I mentioned that stat earlier. Last 8 games K-State had won in the Big 12 in the regular season had been followed by a loss before this Saturday. So finally starting to put together some momentum to ride into this week I think is important. And not only do you have the road game at Iowa State, the next one is just a total game that you have so much more to lose than you do to win, and that is going to Tennessee. So I think having the confidence, potential momentum, if you can win at Iowa State there helps out a lot in that scenario as well. To me, the benefits that come from not just what's written down on a piece of paper on your tournament resume or what's actually more important for this team and in what they were able to do. Here's Bruce Weber on just how the team was able to keep their poise down the stretch.
Give them credit. They make the run. You know, I think this is where we've matured as a team. We feel more confident that we can deal with adversity and go make plays. Wes had a big-time layup. You know, Cam had a big time layup. We made a, got it to DJ. We just made some plays and got stops on the other end. Xavier misses those two free throws, but get a steal. That was huge. And then Barry got a steal. Got some rebounds down the stretch, and that's how you win games.
And to the point of Barry Brown, he's the guy that scored the last 6 points for you down the stretch, helped tip the ball to Dean Wade, and then got it back for the lay-in that was the real dagger in the game. I mean, he's the guy that made a lot of those plays, and he's a guy that kept his poise after a tough couple of fouls that he picked up early in the first half, had to sit for a whole bunch of the first half, came back and scored 15, made it count in the second. And I'll take this from Wyatt. He was telling me this. I had missed this at the game, but late timeout when they're going ahead to roll back out there on the floor with a slim lead, Baylor or West Virginia still very much in the game. Barry Brown, after they broke the huddle, huddled up the guys, got them back together, and he was the one dictating, saying, hey, we're not going to have this work out the same way. This is a game that we're going to close out. We have to have, and he was taking really the reins there as far as leadership is concerned, and that's a good sign. Barry Brown's still a young guy, just a sophomore, but he is a guy that, at least to me, personality-wise, can be one that turns into that type of player for this team. Much as you like the lead-by-example of Wesley Owundu and DJ Johnson, they're not as vocal, not as rah-rah. Barry Brown fits that mold a little bit more. So I think seeing that is a positive sign as well. And in and of itself, overcoming what they did to win, one of the bigger things that is not being talked about a whole lot right now, I don't think, but would have been a giant storyline had they lost the game, was overcoming some adversity from the officials. How much have I sat here over the last couple of weeks and preached about when K-State has run into problems late with officiating at Kansas and Texas Tech that, yes, there were some things that certainly worked against the Wildcats, but you have to be poised enough, good enough, strong enough to make it through that and still win the game, not leave it in the officials' hands. Well, there's an example that K-State has grown in that area because after completely dominating the second half with 7:43 left, Wesley Owundu's going in for a dunk that would have put you up by 12. He gets fouled hard, and then the inadvertent elbow to the head there gets rung up as a flagrant foul. And just like that, West Virginia scores 11 straight, and you find yourself trailing. I mean, that is the point in time where you could have easily been frustrated with the officials and used that as the crutch to fall back on after the game. But this team pushed through and wound up winning it. And I think that is very, very important and a very valuable thing for this basketball team. Because, you know, that would have been headline number one, I would assume, had they lost the game to West Virginia. Would have been going back to the line in the sand in the game, which was the 7:43 mark and the foul on Wesley Owundu. So there is another big-time sign of progress. Mentioned that Barry Brown was the guy that scored at the end of the game. Bruce Weber did get asked and talked a little bit about, you know, how you're managing situations at the end of the game. We've talked about it. It seems like the ball has to somewhat be in Wesley Owundu's hands, but who do you want taking those shots, making those plays down the stretch? Bruce Weber feels like he's found somewhat of a solution.
You know, at the end of the game, I stay up late at night. I ask the coach who should have the ball. I think now it's different people, and that's makes it a lot better for us and tougher for people to guard us. We made a lot of plays at the end of the Oklahoma State game, made a lot of big plays today.
I will agree with him in that I do think there are multiple guys that can do it, and I just feel more confident that those guys will step up and make plays now. I don't think it's a matter of we found the solution. I think it's a matter of these guys finally now in back-to-back games have found ways to step up and make those plays when they need them. Frankly, Barry Brown's been the guy with a lot of them. He had the dagger three at Oklahoma State, and then, as I mentioned, the dagger play against West Virginia as well. I think just the fact that those guys now are confident that they can win games late close, I think that'll help out anybody that's going to try and step up and take a shot or make a play for this team down the stretch run of a game. It's weird if you look at the points per game averages right now for all these guys. You have three players averaging 12 points a game. You know, they're like 2/10 of a point off of one another, then another averaging 11, another averaging 10. And I think you'd be fine with any one of those guys taking a shot, making a play in the final couple minutes of a tight game. You know, they have found a way to make that work here this past week, and I think you'll see that hopefully pay some more dividends moving forward. I don't think it's necessarily, hey, we found one guy who stepped up, he's going to be the guy. I think the solution is just they had to do it. They had to do it once or twice, and now they should be better off for it as things progress. One thing I wanted to work in here, because I did tease this, And then I apologize for making you wait so long for this, but I always look forward to playing West Virginia because it means that you get a Bob Huggins press conference, and those are always very, very entertaining. He's got his own way of dealing with the media, and he's a master at it. He's a master at it. It's fun to watch. And he just pounced all over a question after this game. It's about the officials. Bob Huggins rides officials. We know that. I don't think you needed to see it happen in Bramlage to know that that's what he does and that's what was going to happen. But he did not take kindly to a question that was asked about it.
It seemed like you were in the faces of the refs a lot this game. Do you feel like the game was...
You ever coached?
No.
You wouldn't understand then. You really wouldn't understand.
So that was it for the first part of the answer. He went back and tacked on a little bit of an exclamation point to it, which was about halfway through the answer to his next question.
You know, to answer your question, I'm going to defend my kids. I'm going to defend my kids. And I've done it my whole career. I'm going to continue to do it, and I'll do it till I quit coaching.
Well, it's pretty frank. And, I mean, honestly, I think anybody would understand. That's what a lot of coaches do. We see Bill Self do it a ton. And there have been coaches, you know, Frank Martin here, he was pretty big on being on the officials. It's what a lot of coaches do, and a lot of the best ones seem to have a decent amount of influence over some of the officiating crews. But nonetheless, there were some fireworks after the game from Bob Huggins, who was really, really frustrated with his team, and that may have played a little bit of a role in that as well. But, hey, if he did have any pull with the officials, it didn't matter because K-State found a way to win, just like the weird flagrant foul did not upset K-State enough to have them lose the game. And two big runs by West Virginia, one in the first half and one after the flagrant foul in the second half, was not enough to doom K-State either. And I think that represents big strides with this team moving forward. And they're going to need them because although it's 4-3 right now in the Big 12 and you feel good about a 2-0 week, things don't get any easier, man. And this is a tough one with Ames, Iowa coming up tomorrow, and then fairly tricky game with Rick Barnes in Tennessee on Saturday this weekend. Hear from Kaylee Page from the K-State women at 5:40 here on Wildcat Insider. When we return, though, how high of a jump did K-State take in bracketology because of that win over West Virginia? You'll find out coming up on Wildcat Insider.